Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So this is episode 235 of the Super Mega Cast, and we're back again. Honestly, like, I don't have any subjects or any fun little stories to talk about.
Go ahead and just click off this one.
Entertaining life at the moment. You do. Well, never mind. Anyway. But you do. You just shot a music video yesterday.
I did, yeah. Yeah, I shot my first music video for a song that's not out yet, but it's...
Yeah, it's a feature on Freddie Dredd's new album, right?
Dude, don't spoil it, man.
I'm sorry, dude.
No, it's a feature
on Eve's new album.
it's on Eve's new harpsichord album featuring ASAP Rocky, which I'm very excited about. Yeah, I shot a music video with Tucker and... Spent all Saturday building
and Carson and Eve.
No, just Tucker. Tucker and a little crew of Carson helped and Ethan helped.
Adam,
and then a guy named Moses and a guy named Madison and a guy named Eddie.
You know, I'm sensing a pattern here, Matthew.
Hey, I didn't. I wasn't the one that put this crew together, first of all. That was Tucker. So you can take it up with
him. Tucker went, who's the most capable?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know how Tucker is.
Well, like, what if the camera lady's on her period that day?
Exactly. She might start zooming in when she's not supposed to. She might forget to take the lens cap off because she's having such menstrual cramps.
Exactly.
You know how it works, man. It's like that's why the film industry is the way it is.
I think guys are severely more affected by their horniness, like their decision making and their added like mind and shit changes. I don't know. I was about to say it affects like a dude's brain more than like a period. Seems like it's definitely something to contend with and it will make you more agitated. But I can't see, like, horniness legitimately makes you do things that after the classic after you dump your load in a toilet.
Post nut clarity.
Yeah, you just go,
damn it.
This is gross.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's something that clouds your, it like overrides all logical thinking.
Well, it's like the biology going, you're done. Go to bed.
Yeah. Well, it's like
rest for the next pump.
It's like your brain just switches to a mode where it's like, yeah, the whole purpose of you existing is to procreate now. So everything else that's logical, fuck it. You got to have sex now.
But then women get to have fucking like, what, 30-second full body pig-like orgasms?
like a pig rolling around in the mud.
Yes.
Squealing and
hollering.
Yeah.
Fucking just going off in their trough, you know?
I remember reading that shit on Wikipedia when I was like 14. It was like, women have much longer orgasms. I was like, that's not fair.
That's one thing, but I'm more jealous of the whole full body thing. Because, like, our orgasms are essentially just...
Yeah.
Yep! That's the perfect way to describe it. Just... just like taking a shit. It's very quick.
It's quick.
Feels good.
Feels good when it's going out. Yeah. And then it's like afterwards, it's like, you know, you might have
so
a little
much
bit of
work
blood.
Like if you put in that much work, shouldn't we at least get half a minute of decency? But no.
Oh, it's like 6 seconds of like, oh.
And not only that, after you fucking bust your cummies.
after you splurt your cummies.
I hate cummies and all that shit.
I hate that shit, dude.
But after you split your gourd, you I don't know.
These are great terms.
you just here's the next part, right? Women can just fucking orgasm and then they'll be like, I'm down for round two. Let's go for round three. At least your mom. But come on.
Okay, that's good. You know. That's good.
But like
she is like that.
I feel like maybe it's because I'm an unhealthy dude, but I feel like I'm like one and done for at least you need a break.
I need
a
more than
period.
1 hour. Possibly two or three. Possibly four.
Yeah.
Maybe more. It's, dude, it's like, I'm low on my juices, man. It's yeah. like, there's only so much within the nuts that you can drain.
I gotta go drink some more milk to fill up the load.
I gotta,
that's
you
what
know,
it is, right?
Yeah, I gotta drain the piss out of my balls, and I gotta fill it back up with milk. And I hear these stories, these guys brag. They're like, oh yeah, dude, I can blow a load, and 10 minutes later, do it again. It's like, all right, fucking Dirk Diggler. I can't, so.
Yeah, but that's when there comes like cottage cheese coming out like a fucking like volcano.
Like coming to life on its own.
Like a shitty volcano, like one that's like a science fair volcano that's like.
See, I would rather just shoot a 10-foot streak of clear liquid with three sperm cells.
Lands on my wall or in my hair, on my forehead.
I just leave it on the wall. I had a friend actually in college.
No, he came on the wall.
No,
and just,
well, no, it's related to that. I visited his home.
And you came on his wall.
Yeah, just as like it's like a guest book sign in at their house.
there's one room where everybody goes in and just jerks off somewhere on the wall.
Well, he took me to his house. Like, yo, you want to see something gross? And I was like, sure. And he takes me into the guest room, and he's like, my little cousin. He's like 14. He stayed with us for a couple months, and every single day he would jerk off and just come on the wall under the desk for some reason.
What?
And he showed me. He pulled the desk back and was like, check it out. And it was literally disgusting, dude. Like, it was like 3 feet wide.
You have to embarrass that kid. They had to bring it up.
No, he didn't.
You have to. And when a kid's that young, you need to mortify.
Dude, it was disgusting. The entire wall is like cracked.
If like your 14-year-old cousin is coming on your wall.
He thought it was funny, dude. And I was like, do your parents know? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, dude, that's gross, man. If I lived in the, if that was my house and I found out that anyone came on my wall, I would be like, you're going to clean that up, mister. You're going to repaint, re-wallpaper. You're going to get on your hands and knees and lick that shit off the wall. Cause you put it there, you're taking it off. Yeah. In the words of Bob Chandler, you uploaded it, you unload it.
So under, yeah, but so he was like jerking it under the desk.
Yeah, it was like to hide it, I guess, you know?
Okay.
It was disgusting. It was just streaks and
interesting.
Just,
the socks were my way of quote unquote hiding it, because I still would have to do, you know, laundry. Laundry would still have to get done, so you just throw them in the hamper and there's no tissues in the garbage can. There was a period where it was very obvious what I was doing, because there would be like nothing but tissues, and I'm like,
"Mom,
sorry,
walks in your room and it's just like nothing, but just wadded up toilet paper." My nose was running.
Yeah, exactly, man. I just felt congested last night.
You know, like fake. You have to fake it all day. Hey, speaking of congestion, man, I don't. I mean, next podcast episode,
I might sound a little different.
Actually, no, probably not that. My nose will probably still be swollen, so I'll probably like that more on the next episode.
You're gonna have like a funny little like bandage on your nose.
Mm-mm, no bandages.
No,
they said I just walk out the same day with no bandages or anything.
Okay,
I'm getting a septoplasty later this week for my nose, so I can finally breathe. Because it's like I've done it before. Here's my left nostril. Here's my right nostril.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's the best I can fucking breathe out of it. Like,
well, it's gonna be great. You're finally gonna be able to breathe well again, and not just that. That's also gonna benefit your sleeping.
Oh, my, so well, dude.
Because the problem, the reason you're having trouble sleeping right is because of your breathing specifically.
That's what they think is like the main thing. It's and I think that contributes to narcolepsy and all that sleep shit I have, because I don't get enough air when I sleep, I think. And I think that they said I have sleep apnea, but I feel like they might have just mistook my difficulty breathing as sleep apnea on the sleep test, because I don't have any of the other really like major symptoms of sleep apnea other than the interrupted sleep from my breathing, which I think is just because I'm not getting enough air. So it makes like I wake up. Well, I don't wake up like gasping for breath. I think I just don't get enough. So my body, I just wake up because it's like, but I wake up like 10, 20 times a night now. So I'm ready to just get my nose holes open wide. So because I don't breathe through my nose when I sleep. I always have to breathe through my mouth and it's annoying.
I think everyone breathes through their nose and mouth when they sleep because they just go.
I can't breathe through my nose when I sleep though. Like if you had to only rely on one nostril, like if you had your mouth taped like this and you had to only breathe for like 10 minutes out of only one nostril to survive, you could probably, it would suck. It would suck, but you could probably do it. I would like, I would not be able to do it. I'd die if it was my right nostril. But yeah, I'm going in, they're taking apart the inside of my nose like a bunch of Legos and putting it back together.
It's good.
But they're going to take a piece, like one of the Legos, toss it out, rearrange some.
Probably not going to feel too good the first few days.
Mm-mm. Well, luckily, because
just a lot of probably, I'd imagine, pressure.
Yeah, they feel like a lot. They of said it's going to be like a lot of like pressure, like swollen, mm-hmm. and then he says it's going to be a lot of drippage.
Dude, you're going to have to. Sorry, I'm so bored. But anyways, you're going to have to plug up your nose with some nose plugs or something.
Yeah, they said that
some corks.
Shit.
Cork that shit up.
They got to put me under, dude. Because they're going to.
Put you under the desk to pay for it, wink, wink. You know
Because insurance, luckily, you know, America's great because without insurance, this would cost $7,000. And with insurance, now I only have to pay $4,000. So.
But luckily, they let you pay in Bitcoin.
Yeah, I paid them
0.5 Bitcoin for my.
Less than that.
Yeah, like what, 0.25? No.
Less.
Like 0.15, I don't know.
I love that.
I don't fucking know. I don't keep up with the market.
One of the guys that was on my shoot yesterday was telling me how back in like 2010, he had like hundreds of Bitcoin and he would use it to buy stuff online. And he's like, yeah, I had hundreds and hundreds of Bitcoin. And I'm like,
if he just saved that shit.
If he forgot and didn't touch it, he'd be like a huge multimillionaire now.
Yep.
That is just, ooh.
For those of you who are listening to the podcast,
Tucker's brother, too. Has a ton lost on a hard drive somewhere.
Sucks to suck.
You just can't get it back if you don't know how to get the password.
Well, anyone who's lost big in the stock market in the comments section, haha,
stupid,
dummy, dum dum.
Yeah, maybe you guys should just save your money.
Put it in a Roth IRA or something. I don't know.
A SEP, maybe
a money market account, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe put it into an investment portfolio instead of that stupid crypto bullshit.
Fucking dumbasses.
That stock market shit.
Dude, I'm going to go invest in Disney. Bugger off.
How about invest in these nuts, more like?
Yeah.
It's a much better return on your investment.
Yeah, I'm going to invest more of my time into your mom.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got about $5 I'm about to invest in an all-day special with your mom's pussy.
Oh, shit. Let me check the time. Oh, I'm late. I'm late for your mom's pussy appointment.
Oh, damn, dude. I thought she rescheduled that one because she was too worn out from last time.
Oh, no. We got to get at least 3 in a week.
Okay.
If you're only doing 2, then you might as well not even be, you know.
No point, yeah.
Yeah.
Does insurance cover that? Or is that just out of pocket? Out of pocket. You know, you're whipping it out of your pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Insurance does not cover. She has to pay in full.
I wish that, dude, we should make a new pair of pants that doesn't have a zipper.
Brand new pants, dude.
Brand new pants. Because, like, you know, the zipper's.
God, that's already far away. Like the release of. Is someone here?
It sounded like someone was just creeping outside the door.
Hey!
Oh, well.
I see a shadow. Or maybe I'm imagining it. I'm just going to.
Just steal whatever you want.
Just don't hurt us.
Like, yeah. We're recording a podcast. There's nothing in here worth stealing besides expensive microphones. And our hearts.
If it's a very handsome burglar, then maybe. He just walks in, he's so handsome, we'll let him get away with it. What if like we walk out at the end, it's like, all right, man, goodbye. Open the door, and like everything's gone. And then they catch him.
They like leave a note. It's like, thanks. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt.
But then it, like when we find him and he goes to court and like we sue him and then he's like, they said that I could. And
check
then
their podcast.
This audio and they're like, he gets to keep it all.
Is that a verbal? Is that what a verbal contract is? Are verbal contracts even legally binding? I don't think so.
Is a handshake legally binding?
I don't know. Technically, a verbal contract is what the police do when they are supposed to do when they arrest someone, right?
Miranda
That's rights? A verbal contract. The Miranda rights.
Miranda Cosgrove rights? Did they just sing the iCarly theme song to you?
Dude, they're doing a reboot.
iCarly?
Yeah, just without Jeanette McCurdy.
No Sam.
Because she was all like, fuck that show. Fuck this one producer who she did not name, which we all know who he is, of the show.
Did she?
Yeah. She was like, this one producer was just abusive and very mean. It could have not been him.
Well, there's several dudes that work at Nickelodeon that I've heard about that are not good. And one of the guys, for
instance.
It's
gotta be Dan, dude.
It's gotta be.
Otherwise, she'd fucking defend it. She's like, I know he gets a lot of flack. Like, if he was a decent guy, I feel like when she would be saying that, she would be like, I hear a lot of the jokes that people are saying online and it's unfair. I'm not talking about him. There are other people in Nickelodeon that made my time a living hell. But part of me is because she didn't defend.
Well, Gibby. Guy that played
Gibby.
Yeah,
he was like, the feet thing is weird. He was on a podcast talking about it. And he was like, that shit,
the Misfits
looking
podcast.
Back, is weird.
He said that was weird. And he said they asked him if he knew anything about the Dan Schneider stuff. And he said if it happened, he never was aware of it.
Bullshit.
But he said, but he also was like, but I mean, I don't know. It's possible. I don't know.
I'm kidding. I'm not trying to throw shade at Gibby.
I've watched a documentary on Dan. It's some weird shit. Also, Nickelodeon doesn't have a good track record with high. Like, for instance, one producer, I think he was a producer. Some high up there. He worked on a lot of shows. Yeah. He went to jail for child pornography and also, I think, some stuff beyond that.
The Rocco's dude? Rocco's Modern Life? Was that even Nick? That was Nickelodeon.
That was Nickelodeon, yeah. But
yeah,
he went to jail.
Created that show, Pedo?
Not Rocco.
What?
I'm thinking of Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy. Whoops, sorry, Rocco.
You motherfucker.
The guy's like, you motherfucker!
Because, like, the people that might have clicked off right after that because they had to, like, get going.
I'll title the episode Creator of Rocco's Modern Life, a Pedophile! !
Real?
Hey, the question mark is what makes it legal.
Right, because you're like, I'm not accusing them. I'm
like, is he a pedophile?
I love that shit where it's like, dude, I'm not bad-mouthing.
Apparently he's not. It was Ren and Stimpy. That was
my guy.
Bad.
He's apparently a big groomer.
Rocco's pretty epic, right?
Yeah.
He's epic.
As far as I know.
Okay.
Nickelodeon did, they had a big guy go to prison for child stuff.
The big
and
guy?
Then,
how big?
He was fat, dude.
Oh,
fat.
My God. Oh,
but as soon as he got out, they rehired him. Like, cool. Back to his old role after he got out. And they just made him do, like, a contract where it's like, oh, you can't come in contact with children, but you can still come back to work. So.
Okay. And Nickelodeon.
Uh-huh.
Where they make shows for kids and where all
work
of their shows star kids. Okay, yeah.
You would
think
from a PR perspective, you wouldn't want to hire the pedophile.
But SpongeBob.
That's true. Well, he didn't work on SpongeBob.
No, I'm just saying.
He actually had voice lines in an iCarly episode. The guy. So.
Take it off. Okay, we're definitely going to have to cut
that.
Yeah, but
that's not what it says in the script. Going to have to... The line was, Freddie, come to the front desk, please. Your mother is here. That's not what we put in the script. So try that one again.
Dude, even when I was a kid, the actor, I forget his name, who played Freddie. Do you know his name? Who cares? Anyways.
Nathan Kress.
Barnett.
Yeah, Nathan Barnett, dude. He's did some great makeup. Nathan Kress. Big Christian.
But I always thought like he was like a very Nickelodeon actor. Like it was like Nickelodeon and then, no, I feel bad. What if eventually he like sees this and he's upset
with
me? You
know he's a big fan of Superman.
No, he's not. None of them even know who we are, besides Jeanette McCurdy, who you shared an Uber with.
I did share an Uber with.
And you had to tell her. You told her about Super Mega.
Oh, it's the first thing. Before I said anything else, I said, hey, Jeanette, hey. Super Mega, right? And she goes, what? What you? And I said, Super Mega, your favorite YouTube channel. And she was scared. But now she remembers me forever.
Jeanette was a super, she was in a lot of the headlines and recommended stuff for like a good week, maybe 2 weeks, probably a week. She was just, it was just because she went on a Jordan Peterson's daughter's podcast.
She did?
Yeah, and talked about just mental health and the I think she said she's just done with acting.
Good.
Dude, if I like after like her on the Eric Andre show, I'd be done with like I'd be like I'm done with Hollywood.
That would have got me back in.
She
people
just,
having fun.
She did not seem happy about that interview.
Oh, she seemed like she took it with stride. You know,
could tell she was very uncomfortable. He's like up in her face and he's drenched in sweat. She's like, okay, okay.
She was very short. She's a very apparently she's a very just shy person.
But, yeah, every time we hang out, she's just so quiet.
Yeah,
it's probably Never mind. I'm not going to make that joke. Skip that.
Dude, do you think if I asked Miranda Cosgrove out on a date, she'd say yes?
Yes. You know, I saw a trailer for a movie she's in now with Spider-Man. What's his name?
Tobey Maguire?
Nope.
Andrew Garfield?
Other one.
Tom Holland?
Yeah. Tom Holland and Miranda Cosgrove in Love.
Wait, what? Are you sure you're not thinking of Chaos Walking or whatever, the one with Daisy Ridley from the Star Wars movies?
Definitely Miranda Cosgrove, because I watched the trailer and I was like, oh.
Miranda Cosgrove is in a movie with Tom Holland?
Yeah.
What casting director allowed this to happen?
I don't know.
Are you sure it's not Daisy Ridley in a blonde wig?
I promise it's Miranda Cosgrove. There's no mistaking iCarly.
Miranda Cosgrove.
It's on Netflix now. I need to start binging
it. It's on Netflix? It's
a show? No. iCarly's on Netflix now.
Is it called North Hollywood? What's this?
Yeah, North Hollywood.
Okay, North Hollywood. She plays Rachel. Man, Tom Holland ain't in this shit.
Shit, wait, who is it then? I fucked up. Why did I think it was Tom Holland?
Ryan McLaughlin is in it.
Dude, I swear that I thought it was Tom
There's Holland. A guy that looks like Tom Holland. You're probably thinking of Thomas Barbuska, who plays Altar Boy. I don't know.
Well, she's in a movie. She's in a movie.
Are you thinking of this dude? Is that the dude you thought Tom Holland was?
No. I watched the trailer later.
Is this who you thought Tom Holland was?
I think that might be him, yeah.
I zoomed in on a picture of the African-American. Oh, I don't know if he's American. So the black man. I don't know what to...
I know. That feels like...
I feel like I'm in a trap every time.
Yeah, I feel like there's like no like right way... These days where I can say that.
I can't just call them out by their color.
I can't just say the black. What the hell? Well, my father certainly does. But speaking of movies, dude, I watched two pretty good movies this week.
Oh, shit.
I watched Minari with Steven Yeun.
I love Steven Yeun because I was introduced to him from in The Walking Dead.
This is the only thing I've seen him in besides Walking Dead.
He's great.
Amazing.
And after The Walking Dead... I saw him in something else, but then the big thing that I really liked him in was Burning, which you and I need to swap places because you need to see Burning and I need to see Minari now because you love Minari and I love Burning.
I watched Minari twice this week.
Didn't ask.
It's a really good movie. Steven Yeun is incredible.
As always. If you don't want to be spoiled by the Walking Dead shit, then fast forward a little. I'm not going to give you a time code. Deal with it.
Those motherfuckers!
Those fucking bastards!
I was on the episode just before. I'd only seen him in Walking Dead, so I was never really like that into Steven Yeun because I was just like, oh, you know, it's probably a gift
that he got killed off. I mean, that he got fucked off.
Yeah. That scene was really sad, though, I will say. The one that you just beeped out.
Yeah.
What happened. Very sad.
Yeah.
Really upsetting. I watched it and I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, they really went overboard with that one.
They kind of went really overboard with that one.
Yeah, they didn't really give him a final line or anything.
It's like, woo!
I mean, final line dictated. I mean, that's spoiler-esque.
I don't know. It's The Walking Dead. People, like, it's so far gone now.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, no, Minari is fucking incredible. It's worth a watch. It's, I watched it on Amazon Video, but it's about a Korean family that immigrates to Arkansas in the 1980s, and it's just about their family life falling apart, and it's just fucking good. Fantastic movie. The music is the soundtrack is one of my favorite parts. It's just one of those movies that has just like a soundtrack that just hits so hard, and it repeats throughout the movie, so like you get a feel for like that one specific tune that they keep playing.
Oh yeah,
and then it just starts to hit. And then I watched American Psycho for the first time the other night. I'd never seen
for the
it.
First time.
Mm-hmm. I'd never movie. Seen Dude, any of it.
Christian Bale is so fun to watch in that movie. He's such a fucking good character.
Because I,
actor.
Actually,
he's not a good character in the movie, you know.
No, he's a bad character. He's a bad boy, real bad boy. But I got home from the day of construction on Saturday of the set, and I was like, I'm gonna watch American Psycho, which is, you know what's really weird about it?
No.
Shortly into the movie, I realized that Tucker had been referencing that movie earlier in the day, and I just completely by coincidence watched it.
What was he referencing?
The business card scene. Oh, it's okay, like, yeah. Eggshell, bone, like that stuff. And I heard him and Adam like joking around about that, and I had no idea what it was. And when I got home and I watched it, and I was like, no way.
Fucking film students over here.
Right, right, yeah. Like,
well, I've seen
yeah.
American Psycho.
Yeah, have you ever seen Stanley Kubrick?
The Rosebud, am I right?
Oh! Yeah. Ooh!
Chaplin, anyone?
Anybody ever seen A Trip to the Moon?
The movie sucks ass.
A Trip to the Moon?
It's horrible.
Imagine seeing it back then, though. No, imagine how terrifying you would have been.
It's terrifying now, dude. The fucking, that moon with the ship in its eye.
Whew. Yeah.
It's the thing of my nightmares. But
some old movies still hold up. Like, I forget his name always because he's...
Employee of the Month?
No, no. It starts with a B, I think. It's not Bernie. It's not... Fuck me, dude. The movie's called The General. It's like one of my favorite older films.
Yeah,
it's Buster Keaton. That's it. Okay, Keaton.
Wait, is The General the one...
Where he's on a train.
And you, for a great low rate, you can get online.
No.
Go to the general and save some time.
Come on, dude. No, it's about a. I think that's the general. Hold up, the general.
Yeah. He's the little dude that for car insurance.
You're still going for it.
Yeah. If you need a great low rate, you can get online.
Just
go to the general.
Yeah. It's just like a. Even the Jackass dudes talk about Buster Keaton because it's like Buster Keaton was slapstick humor. It was very Chaplin-esque.
I know who he is. I know his name, but I just don't know if I can't picture him.
He's very famous for having emotionless buggy eyes that kind of like, I mean, I say emotionless. There was a lot of emotion, but he had like this type of face a lot. Mopey, I guess I would describe it.
Oh, yeah. I see his face.
Yeah.
Interesting looking dude. He's like very unconventionally handsome.
I mean, I haven't watched anything like on the scale of Minari, but I watched The Emperor's New Groove yesterday.
Ooh.
And then before that, me and Justin and Kelly and our friend Layton were watching all the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, really? All of them like in a row?
Yeah. So that's right fun. Now, so we watched The Philosopher's Stone, which is the first one. And then I think I can't remember if I said this on the podcast. Whoa. I watched 500 Days of Summer for the first time.
That movie's sad.
It's sad.
In a good way, but it's like.
I actually just was just frustrated with the main character throughout the whole film. Like he constantly like made me cringe into myself a little. Like the stuff when he would like try to play his music louder when she was passing his desk. I'm like, dude.
It's very,
chill out.
It's very much like
I get why
we've all been there.
It.
You know, it's like it's like one of those things where it's like you cringe because it's like, oh, I've been there.
Well, it's because like it's all about the. I mean, there's been video essays about it, and it's a very popular phrase, the manic pixie dream girl, which is essentially the girl that you crush on that you think will fill in all the holes of your life where you have not filled in any yourself. Therefore, all of your expectations lead to going into them. And so you're disappointed when it doesn't work out the way you want. And then you feel like life is, you know, life sucks.
Great advice, people. If read up on that theory because you might be like, oh shit.
It's hard to not get into it sometimes because it's just emotion.
Like everyone goes
emotions are emotions. You know, we all, whether you're in a relationship or not, I feel like you generate crushes and you generate feelings just in different relationships.
I've fucking been there. It's learned a lot though. Very, very crucial learning experience in my life, I think.
Help
me value myself more.
I've definitely learned a lot from my past relationships. I don't think I've had one of those instances. Hey, there's still a lot of time though. I'm only in my late 20s now.
I think the one that taught me the most was these ad reads.
Ooh.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Those were kind of good.
Those were, yeah. All right. You know, it's decent. I mean, decent is a good way. Just,
y'all
just
should decent. Go, you know, support the podcast, but I don't know, whatever you want to do.
Hey, Paul! What movie's that from?
American Psycho. I was talking about it.
Sorry. It's such a...
He's talking about Huey Lewis.
Such an off... Oh, you're talking... It's the one with Jared Leto where he kills Jared Leto.
It's like, hey, Paul! And he's like, He goes,
And then he's... Yeah.
That movie, I really...
Jared Leto's very pretty.
He is, dude. So actually,
he's a fucking narcissistic weirdo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because Jared Leto is he's a good actor. And
sometimes.
He has the potential to be a good actor. And he's a good musician, too. But.
No, go on. Sorry.
Do you not like 30
no,
Seconds
no,
to Mars?
No, it's good.
30 Seconds
no,
to
it's
Mars,
fine.
Dude.
I just think, there is this point where. I just can't enjoy something if someone goes a little too, it's not like I'm looking down on them, but after the whole like cult shit and the bullshit Joker stuff, I don't know. There comes a point where it's like, okay, you're kind of cringe and you need to figure out just kind of your life, I guess.
Well, I was
maybe
watching
he has,
it.
And I'm just being a dick, but
I don't probably not. He's a little.
He just seems like a sad man who wants everyone to love him. But nobody close to him does.
Can we pay the money to go to one of his retreats and like talk to him and stuff, but vlog the whole experience of us going to Jared Leto's cult?
The whole time we get there and we realize that it's just like 3-course meals of him pissing into our mouths each day.
Dude, it's Jared Leto. That's the Joker, baby. I'd let him do it. You know what's funny? Like the first like 20 minutes of the movie.
Suicide Squad?
No. In
Minari?
In American Psycho. I thought... For some reason in my head, I just got this dumb shit confused where I was like, I got Jared Leto and Heath Ledger confused. So I remember looking and being like, watching his character, I'm like, oh man, it's too bad he died. And when I looked up, I was like, how did Jared Leto die? And when I was like, oh, I'm thinking of Heath Ledger.
Yeah, Heath Ledger. That was an unfortunate passing.
Dude, now I got Jared Leto's music stuck in my head.
It's good shit.
Dude, that shit was in Guitar Hero World Tour. And this kid I had a YouTube rivalry with when in middle school uploaded a video of him unboxing that and got 100,000 views in one day. And I was just... And then he uploaded a video of him doing a drum cover of that song by 30 Seconds to Mars. little fucker. He did it on Expert and it was amazing. Then he told me in secret, oh yeah, I had auto bass on, so I'm not actually hitting the bass.
What?
And that got 100,000 views too, and I was like,
There should be some visual indicator if you're using auto bass.
Well, he's filming on a shitty camcorder and he's filming himself from the back, so you can't see his foot.
Well, I'm saying like a visual indicator on screen. Ooh. To let people know you're being a little bitch.
Yeah, you're being a little fucking...
Because I can't do the foot pedal.
Piss baby. The foot pedal is fun, and it's
fun. Hard. I can't get the rhythm down.
It's hard. It's funny because I can do drums where I can do, you know, what's like three different rhythms at once, but I can't do piano for the life of me, which is like just sometimes just two at once.
I've only played the violin, so...
I played violin.
And recorder in elementary school.
Everyone played the recorder. That shit was dope.
Come on. We did...
That's what it sounded like. Classroom of kids.
You don't know the rhythm, so you're like, I have to hit the next note. I think. Oh,
I remember we got like bands on ours, so like we'd have our recorder, and it would be like every time you like mastered a new level, she'd take like a different color string of yarn and like wrap it around the end. So like some kids had like six, and I was like, damn. And I had like one because I was really bad at the recorder. And there were those kids that get up there and be like, and I'm through the fire and the flames, yeah. Guitar Hero 3. But goddamn, dude, that shit sucked. I also liked that the recorders were like reused from other students. So I remember they would just put them all in a dishwasher.
You just go home and wash it yourself, mm-hmm. You bitch.
Mine was always in my backpack. The recorder is honestly, it's like a children's instrument, but it's an easy ass good instrument. You know, we should get some, and I'd love to get really good at the recorder.
I just remembered something. And like, I remember it and I'm just like, why the, it was in elementary school and it has to, and because we're thinking of recorders and old time, you know, stuff we did in elementary school. I don't know if they did it in your elementary school, but there was always like one language class that it's like, hey, just start to learn this language. And in my elementary school, it was French. And so you would just learn basic colors, letters. I forgot it all.
You had French? That's awesome. I only had Spanish.
So we were learning French. And I remember in one of the classes, the teacher decided it would be a good idea because it would help us learn, I guess, to watch all of The Lion King in French, no subtitled. So we're just like, yeah.
That teacher's just like, I don't want to do anything today. I know. I mean, this
at least
counts.
Put subtitles on. Like, we can barely read.
I like to think that, like, elementary schoolers at the point of just barely knowing like the colors, like somehow watching a movie in full French dialogue is somehow going to help them. Oh yeah, they'll understand some of this, right? No, they're going to understand none of it. Because also when you're learning French in school, it's like Francais,
yeah,
bonjour, and the movie's like bonjour. That's how those frogs speak.
Our teacher loved it when we called her Mademoiselle, not Madame. Because she said it made her sound old.
But well, she had gray hair, she was old. Yeah, she's an old bitch.
We're kids.
Fat old
She's
bitch.
She's old compared to us.
And I also think
she wasn't fat though.
Yeah. Well, that ass was. I do remember
she was
that.
Tight.
Yes, she was.
Well, Matt, not like that. That's illegal.
What do you mean that's
for her, not me?
Well, not anymore. What? I'm talking about you waited until you were 18 to have sex with your teacher.
Oh, okay.
The respectable thing to do.
I actually ended up like getting a hand job from one of my professors in college. He taught geology. It's pretty cool.
And he said, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I was going to make a great joke.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Rock hard, because geology. He said, let me show you something that's harder than a rock.
If your friend goes through something and they say they don't want to talk about it anymore, first reaction is just to continue going.
It's a comedy podcast,
even though twice in a row I said I don't want to talk about it anymore.
We're under the comedy podcast section on streaming services, so I just thought it would be a funny joke, but I'm sorry that you were
upset by
that.
I think the joke's on us, that we're under the comedy podcast.
We actually do have a friend that had sex with his teacher in high school.
Did we? Who?
Jackson.
Nah. Oh, no. Yeah. What? So, what were we talking about?
That's funny,
dude, you're
right?
The one farting now.
I know. Like, I never fart on the podcast, but today
it's the day. It's the day of farts. Dude, I feel decent today, man. I've been working out on a regular basis.
I've been here a little bit later than you. When I come here, you are already sitting there with the weights, just fucking, you're in a good mood too. I did something too for the first time because I see you and the Tucker brothers fucking pumping iron and Harrison's jacked. Carson's getting there. Jackson getting there as well.
Yeah.
And you guys are all just like, it's so inspiring to see because we built a little little gym in the Super Megaplex garage with like a weight bench and some weights and a
shitty
little
bike for some reason that I we didn't ask for a bike, I don't think, but
no, I don't need cardio. My doctor told me he's like do minimal cardio when you work out because
I need to do more cardio. I've been mainly like the only cardio I'm doing right now is jumping jacks. I need to do more.
My doctor said I just need to focus on a like high intensity like weight stuff and then yes. He said do cardio still cuz it's good for your cardiovascular system, but like he said the way my metabolism body works, like if I do regular amounts of cardio, I will just burn off calories too fast to the point where it's like,
that was for me. I wish
we could trade.
I want to get rid of this, dude. I'm for those who don't know, I'm
he's grabbing his penis.
No, I'm grabbing my stomach. My penis isn't that big. You haven't gotten me that excited yet.
Okay.
But, I'm grabbing all of my fat and look how much that is, Matt. That I want all of this to go.
Dude, it is going to go. Don't get despair.
I've been bigger. I've been much bigger than this.
Take this, dude.
Wow. What? Way bigger.
Well, I'm just trying to
I'm going
to
be
better.
Honest. I have been way bigger. I have been 230 pounds.
That was that moment where right when you said way bigger, I was just like, no, like Two Lovely Uncles era.
I think right now I'm like.
You're looking great, man.
One.
There's no way you could say you're fat.
I'm tubby. I'm a tubby little dumpster baby.
You little dumpster baby. I just want to gain some, I want some abs and some pecs and some, I just want to get Casey Frey like shoulders.
You gotta just,
like, you know, Casey Frey
get some weights
shoulders.
And then do that a bit, work out your back shit.
I just want
to, I'm talking like I've actually done much, but I haven't done anything to where any physical results have been noticeable, but eventually in time, hopefully that'll happen, unless I'm just being a baby and not working out the right way.
I just remember that 1 month I gained 20 pounds?
Yeah.
Which was because I hadn't gained any weight for like 2 years, but I gained 20 pounds 1 month because I started making those protein shakes, which I never want to even think of again, but honestly I should. I made these protein shakes. I probably talked about them back in 2017 or 2018 when I was doing it.
Did you do like workouts at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was working out too. Okay. So I worked out and drank these every day and I gained 20 pounds of, and it was noticeable. Like I had, you can go back to certain mailroom videos and I have like actual meat on my bones. But then it went away because I stopped doing it. But I would just make these protein shakes where I got this super high caloric protein powder that was like full of vitamins and calories already. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to make a protein shake, but how can I like just put on as much weight as possible, as fast as possible? So instead of milk or water, I used heavy cream. And then I put like bananas, peanut butter, dates. The heavy cream, dude, is what really did it. I calculated it. Each shake was like 3,600 calories.
Oh, fuck.
And it was impossible to drink. A, it was so thick. B, it was like, three sips and you're like so full already because it's just straight like heavy cream and protein. I was like,
yeah,
I almost threw up several times trying to finish one. It would take me like an hour and a half just to drink one. It's like a 4-course meal pretty much. I'm used to eating meals that are like 100 calories, not 3,600.
That's not good. I've like today I ate, you didn't have much of yours, did you?
I ate some more after you.
Okay. Because I don't know. It's just, I'm one of those monkey brain Nimrods who gets excited about the thought about biting in and tearing through meat and eating it. Like when I'm craving, like when I'm hungry, I'm like, I just want to bite into like a big chicken leg, or I want to like take a steak and just take a big old bite, and I get cravings for meat. So I got like half a rotisserie chicken and it was delicious. I got some natural protein. The Tucker brothers bought.
Oh, they supplied you with some natural protein after that workout. I saw you guys.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. they bought like this whey protein stuff.
Is it good? I haven't tried it yet.
I honestly, for some reason, I remember back in the day, Daniel, I think, tried some. Like Daniel and I were trying to like work out. You know how everyone goes through stages. This might just be another stage that I quit. But I hope.
Well, that's
it
why
isn't.
I'm trying to jump on at the same time as you guys because I feel like I've been wanting to for so long and just haven't. I'm like, I'm about to start. But I'm scared once I finally am like, oh, I'm starting. You guys are going to be done with it. And then I'm going to be like, oh, fuck.
I'm 26. If not now, then when?
Yeah.
I got to start treating my body like a temple. You know what I just ordered off of Amazon? I ordered some sunscreen lotion to put on my face.
I was just about to say, dude, because that is the two things that age you the fastest are smoking.
Oops.
I think also drinking too. Well, like basically any kind of drug.
You'll be proud of me, dude. I started drinking casual. Well, not really. Like I'll have one cider every now and then through the week.
Hey, my dude.
But sometimes I just come home and I just pull out the Stella Artois
cider.
It feels
good, and I'm man. Like after a long day of work, just to crack one back. I get why dads do it in every move. It's like after a long day, it's nice to get buzzed and unwind, as long as you don't take it too far.
Exactly.
Like someone in this room. It's not Ryan. But
get out, Jim.
Jim, go. Smoking, drinking, and the sun. The sun fucking will age you like crazy. So if you put on sunscreen, it's like that's the best way to combat aging like while you're young. Like you'll age so much better because you won't get wrinkles as much. You won't, get saggy.
Like stress is going to be the thing that ages me the most. I wouldn't say I'm stressed every day.
We got blessed with perfect skin genetically,
You know what that means, Matt? There's a great tumble coming. There's a storm coming.
No, dude,
land.
You just got great skin. It's smooth as hell. I'm looking at it from here. It's like a porcelain doll.
No.
Yeah, dude. When's the last time you had acne?
I'll get those every now and then. Sometimes they'll be like in my nose. Sometimes they'll be like right here on my cheek.
I cannot remember. I remember one time you had a zit and you were like freaking out about it. And that's like the last time I can remember. And that was years ago. I just started breaking out a little bit, but it's going away. I only break out now. The only place I break out is on the sides of my face, like right where my cheekbone is.
Okay.
And that's where I had that cyst on my face too.
Well, all of my acne goes to my bum. So
hey, it's better that than the face.
That is true.
You know, because people aren't looking at your bum all day.
That is true. You know? The only person looking at my bum is myself, and sometimes you.
Yeah, I see it. I look
and
at it sometimes.
Tucker and Tucker. Justin, because we filmed Super Mega, and I pull my pants down a lot.
Yeah, Justin has had to censor some bum.
Justin had to censor my penis.
Justin has he had to censor my penis yet?
I don't think so.
I think he's seen my penis.
Has he seen your penis?
There's definitely
your balls,
plenty of footage of both of our penis and balls. Yeah. And Jackson. Actually, everyone that's affiliated with Super Mega, there is plenty of gigabytes of footage of our penis, balls, and butthole.
Which is weird because we did upload like some of, we tried this for a bit, but no one subscribed because we didn't want to like advertise it or anything. But we uploaded like some of the uncensored like vlogs and stuff to like a funny little joke OnlyFans account. But no one found it.
And the video where we were sword fighting when we had the boners.
Yeah.
And we added the sword sound effect.
Yes.
It was so funny.
Yes, dude, that was good. But if anyone finds
then you went and ruined it by coming. And you didn't even warn me that was going to happen. I was just having fun.
It's just a natural reaction.
I know. Man. But I mean, the cartoon sound effects Justin added when you started coming was hilarious.
I'm not going to lie.
this is totally me when I'm driving.
But it's like, dude, you could make a good bit of money off of OnlyFans. I mean, you as in general.
Oh, okay. I was like, me?
I think you could.
Dude, I can't be like a content creator that's like,
what?
Goofy, haha. And then also it's like, yeah, I make a little music. Oh, I also jerk off.
Eric Andre has one.
Yeah, but he doesn't post
Frank
porn.
Frank Javsi has one.
Does Frank Javsi post himself naked?
I don't know. Let me see what he posts. I have to go subscribe to him.
Yeah, a lot. Well, I've noticed actually OnlyFans is finally getting what they want, where they're getting actual creators on there that are posting non-lewd things and using it like a Patreon. Do you think OnlyFans will ever be able to break away from that stigma of being associated only as a porn website?
I don't know.
Because that's like just what they're known as.
I just followed Frank. My name is Frank. I like to make music and videos. I'm in Los Angeles. And it says he has one post, but it also says nothing has been found. So I subscribed, but whatever. It's fine.
Damn, dude. Frank with the OnlyFans.
Yeah, Eric Andre. Let me see. Let me go to Eric Andre's profile real quick.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's free.
I'm guessing they did this. You know what this is? I bet OnlyFans was like, hey, we want to get more regular creators on here. Like everyday creators that aren't posting pornography. So we'll give you a lot of money to make a free OnlyFans profile. Get people involved.
Wait, I can just search them, right?
Yeah. Dude, I love that the word American Dream has Eric Andre in it.
Let me see.
Like in order. American Dream. It's in there like exactly in order. The letters.
Man, will I see any ball sack on his OnlyFans? He did this one picture where he's covering up his balls and you see his butt.
Well, back. I've already seen Eric Andre's penis many times.
Oh, he used to post it on Instagram.
I remember. He got striked. iDubbbz just posted an NFT of his ball sack.
Who did?
iDubbbz.
An NFT?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
The crypto art.
I'm going to look up iDubbbz.
Just go to his Twitter. It's just a picture of him stretching his ball sack out over the light, and it's an NFT that you can buy with Ethereum.
Is it? Okay. Ian Carter.
Ian Carter?
Oh, shit. Damn. That's pinned.
Yeah, no, he's trying to. I mean, NFTs make a shit ton of money. Too Mad just made two NFTs, one of each of his breasts. So he took a picture of his right breast and one of his left breast and sold them as a collectible set. And there's people bidding like 5 Ethereum on that, each one.
Well, why would I can see his ball sack. Why would I need to buy a picture of it?
That's how an NFT works. It's like you own it. Like it's art. It's like the same thing as, because it runs on the blockchain. It's the same thing as like people buy art, even though you can get a replica of the art. You want the.
No, but that's the actual picture. It's like, it's still this pic.
It's
like
not
with art, there's one piece. That's
well, with
real.
NFTs, there's one piece. It's verified on the blockchain as the original. And when you buy it, you like your information is embedded into that and it's yours. So like you own it and then you can trade that later for a higher price. So it's the same thing as art collecting. It's just on a digital. It's like the just
definitely
like how
sounds
crypto,
like it's in the beginning stages and they need to figure some stuff out, though.
Yeah. I have been doing a lot of reading on it because it's definitely not great for the environment. Yeah. I read a big article on how it's bad for the environment. And I also read a counter article on why people are making a bigger deal about it than it really is.
Bunch of pussies.
So I'm just
a bunch of neo-lib pussies.
Bunch of neo-libtards. I'm just kind of waiting it out. I'm just watching because, you know, it is going to get on a more sustainable system.
Yeah.
Because the problem is just like it's not.
Is that what you would have been like during the civil rights movement? I'm not going to say
anything.
I'm just
watching.
I'm just watching to see if it fit, you know. I mean, if they get rights, then that's great. We all deserve them.
Dude, if.
But I'm not going to speak up. I don't want to. I don't want my friends to not like me.
Well, I wanted to do NFTs because I love the concept of, I just love collectibles, and I love the concept of being able to make something that can just somehow hold value that people can decide and trade it around. And, you know, I like that concept.
Music videos on YouTube?
No, dude, you can't own a music video. I like making rare collectibles and then, because I've always wanted to build a series of collectibles, and I'm like, damn, just like digital GIFs. As a collectible series is because we can make an NFT. We can make an NFT of us naked, dude. I mean, someone can own us naked. You know, Too Mad, for instance, just on one of his breasts, someone's already bid over 5 Ethereum. Each Ethereum token is like $1,700 right now. So
let me put it this way in terms of tracking back to OnlyFans. Do you think dude, I'd make more off of Twitch if I did OnlyFans. I wouldn't even have to show anything. I'd just show my boobies.
You could just make videos of yourself, of you rubbing oil all over yourself.
I could have, like, peanut butter
dude,
and
you should just,
sour cream.
Dude, just get the diaper and just sit like this and just rub like, vegetable oil over yourself.
Dude.
And if you just posted one of those a week, you would be rich. And then you can take that money, invest it into Ethereum, and become an even richer man. I'm mad at myself. Dude, you know what? This time last year, Bitcoin was $3,000. $4,000. Now it's $51,000. It's like, God. If only I had a damn time machine.
If only.
Same with Ethereum. It was like $200.
The woodpecker cried. The bark on the trees. Soft as the sky.
Soft as my thighs. Soft as these ad reads.
And he cries to the moon. If only.
There must be no worse feeling than that moment that dumbass woke up on that ship and realized.
I forgot to take her up the mountain. Was he Bill Burr?
Oh,
shit.
Forgot to take Madame Zeroni up the mountain.
You know, back in my day, all you had to do was pray to your god, Zeus, whoever. But now I have to carry this fucking bitch up a mountain, strain my back out. It's ridiculous.
She's got 2 feet. Oh, man. But honestly, like, when he wakes up on that ship and holes, god damn, dude, that's just got to be, like, the most heart-wrenching breaking feeling. Because he's like, there's nothing I can do. What?
What? Who wakes up on a ship in holes?
Yeah, remember when there's that moment, it's like the flashback, and the family member wakes up, like, in the middle of the night on the ship during the storm, and he's like, wait a second!
My brain was like, was there a scene? Never mind. That's fucked up, why my brain did that.
Stanley Yelnats is...
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
He's on the Maersk, Alabama, off the coast of Somalia, when four armed pirates show up. And Stanley,
I am the Yelnats now.
Yeah, Stanley Yelnats.
Look at me.
You know.
Look at me.
That'd be a good movie crossover.
I am the caveman now.
I am the caveman now.
Okay. Okay. Well, how does his verse start? Because I know it's... Da 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 hoes. All I know is like, check out the tack, the name is caveman, huh? Wait. I don't know how it starts, though.
Two shoes, two tokens in hand.
I got no respect, because I'm the new man. Got my shovel, shoes full of sand. Check out the tack, the name's Caveman.
Boom. There it is.
It just comes back.
Like,
it just comes back.
My favorite thing is that you couldn't remember that, but that was in your brain already just sitting there. It just had to be triggered. The neurons, the pathways had to just be.
You've got to go and dig those holes. Broken hands and a weathered soul.
Yes.
Emancipated for all you know.
Would you guys shut the fuck up about holes?
It's like, we probably sing it every week. Whether it's a Let's Play or a podcast, holes is...
Last time I watched Holes was at our old apartment. We lived together with Tucker.
Just
me and him watched it.
Holes is great.
It's been a while, man.
It was back when we lived, like, I think I didn't live in this. No.
You didn't watch it with me and Tucker that night.
No, I didn't watch it with you and Tucker. I'm saying the last time I watched it was, like, back in that era. Of time.
Holes is...
Because I don't think I watched that in my new place. My mansion. My sex den.
Well, you could... it's funny because your sex den is holes themed. Should I not talk about that?
No.
Okay. Well, people will just think I'm
Stop.
Joking anyway.
Stop.
They'll think I'm joking.
Good. Then we should back off of it now.
And we should probably back off of the entire podcast.
Make me.
You know, I think about time we wrap up this week's episode.
Can I put in a little lazy sound effect again?
Why?
Because I don't want to put the music on.
It's like I have to re-download it and find the spot.
Re-download it. I don't have it on the hard drive at work.
You can put in a sound effect.
What do you think?
You're going to do another fart sound. You've ended like 20 episodes of the fart sound. No, I'm not, dude.
You get to choose this time, I promise.
Okay, just do a duck quacking. Just do a fart sound.
I will.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.